Steve Buccilli. You are a civil engineer at Watts Architecture and Engineering. And joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
What would you say is the biggest issue facing the Buffalo School District, and how would you face those challenges?
The biggest issue I feel from walking around, going door to door for my petition signatures, is the resonating voice of the community feels that they're not being heard. Parents feel that there's a lack of respect, their voices are not being heard, and this is what I want to change. I want to bring that back, that respect. I know it's going to be hard to get, but parents need to have that connection that they have a voice in what the school does, policy-wise, and programs that are implemented for the education of their children.
Steve, do you believe the superintendent should be retained or should she be terminated?
Coming from the private industry, I know a lot of information is said behind closed doors. So at this time, two things that I do not like what has happened is the lack of transparency. It goes back to my connection with the parents. If there's that lack of transparency of what's going on, the parents don't feel there's that interest. The other thing is, I believe that if a qualification is you have to be certified, I'm a licensed engineer in New York State. I feel that if you do not have these certifications, you should not be considered qualified for the position. With that being said, those are two negatives. I like some of the programs that she's brought into the city, but I really would have to speak to the superintendent before making a final decision. I believe that is the wise choice to make.
So, but when you're elected to the board, it's possible that within even a couple of days,
yes,
it might come to a vote. So you might need to make a decision
rather hastily and quickly. No,
right,
I agree.
Based on no more information than you have now. So if there were a vote today, if you were on the board right now, if there were a vote right away, which way would you vote?
Vote today, like I said, the information I have in good conscience, I would not be able to vote to retain her or remove her. I would need to ask some specific questions, such as the roles and responsibilities. Was it clear defined to her of what the board was looking for? Is she following the directions of the current board? These questions I would definitely need to ask before making a decision. I feel impromptu decisions lead you down the wrong path. I see that personally and in my professional life. And I'm a person that I need the information and data before making a well-educated choice in the matter. And I feel that this is what is necessary, more education, more information before making a final decision.
Do you feel a sense that she's losing her leadership role?
I don't know if she's losing it. She is trying to regain it with the outreach programs that she has of going into the community. That is one thing. Past superintendents were more visual in the community of knowing what's going on. So I feel she's trying to regain and build on that.
Steve, this is such a hotly contested race. Why did you decide to run?
Too many people that I know, personally, neighbors in North Buffalo where I live, leave the area because there's schools. Parents do not know if they can get their child into one of the performing schools, and just they can't afford to put it into a private school, and that needs to change. My wife's been a teacher in the district for about 9 years now, and she tells me the dysfunction that goes on in there from all levels, not just at the teachers, not just the admin, not just the parents. I feel as a community, we need to come together to do this. As a young professional, like you said, I've Watts Architecture Engineering, where I work, I've been there for almost 10 years now. We take pride in the community. I take pride in any project I do locally in the community, and I want to see a change. I have a skill set of an engineer of being able to work with three people to make policies, look over proposals, and that's one thing I feel I pride myself on, is asking the questions, what went wrong, what are we going to do, how are we going to fix this? And I feel the board is not asking the administration these questions before making policies, and that needs to change.
When you were collecting signatures to get on the ballot, you've told me before that you collected, I think you said,
about a thousand
out of the 1,200,
yes,
yourself. So what support do you feel you have in the community? A lot of candidates have a broader base helping them gather signatures, and you did most of it yourself.
They do have a broader base, but one thing that I want to try and tell the community is I have that open ear. I am not sitting in a glass ivory tower of saying I'm going to send people out there to do that. I've listened to the concerns. Concerns that people want to see that I want to improve in is the vocational education, the CTE program. I believe at the last board meeting, information was 88% of people in the CTE graduate. I want to make that number stay there and make it higher and be able to put more people into this. People want to see vocational education. They want to see different avenues for their children. And that's what I'm going to do. Under the Common Core, it's college and career ready. We need to explore all the options and the facets for our children. And these are some things that I want to try and bring.
Do you have specific ideas in terms of career and technical education, in terms of what specifically, what types of courses you'd like to see introduced?
I would like to see courses that are geared towards the current environment. My father-in-law graduated from Seneca. My father-in-law is a printer. A printer is a dying profession. I want to make sure the professions that we have and the skill sets we can put in for our students in the education are viable for our area. Some things I want to return is the certification programs for some of our vocational education was removed because of the state reductions, the amount of hours that could be into CTE programs. I want to try and restate that so when students come out of here, they can have these already certifications, apprenticeship certifications. I feel that's necessary. If we cannot do it during the school year, maybe a partnership with outside organizations in the summer to get these students these certifications for the life skills and ability to be a viable source to the community.
We just have a couple of minutes left. On that topic, would there be enough funding in the budget? Do you see funding for that program to expand?
Funding's always tight. I believe last month's meeting, I believe it was a 10% cut Jason McCarthy was speaking of to the CTE program. I feel the partnerships need to be advanced and look into. We have many partnerships such as some of the schools with the EPOs, but there's many people out there, many organizations that are willing to partner with the schools to give their resources, give their education, give their knowledge, not just financially, but we need to find a way to leverage the money that we do have. A bottomless pit of money would be great, but we need to use the data for the correct implementation of these policies, but we also need to reach out to the supporting staff. I mean, as everybody says, Buffalo's a city of good neighbors. We need to draw on that.
Speaking of getting more people involved in the schools, you've talked about the need to get more parents involved. And I'm wondering, I think that that's an opinion that a lot of people share, but the question is always, how would you accomplish that? So if you were on the board, what would you do specifically?
Outreach. I think there needs to be more outreach, more information. Information is power. There's many programs that are in our school district that parents just don't know about. We need to put these programs out there. And there's other avenues. My wife was a co-coach for Girls on the Run, for young women, healthy education, and self-esteem. And honestly, these parents, when I was a buddy runner, dressed in a teddy bear costume for the one girl runner, and seeing her parents come take two buses to get to Delaware Park, these are people we need to reach. And we need to find ways to stay in contact with these parents to keep them involved in their children. And I feel that's information. Some schools have parent rooms. We really need to know that the parents have this ability to come out there and get some resources for the education of their children and themselves.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Buffalo Board of Education, and we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.